Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne, the 35th annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. And pleased to right now talk about really one of the great success stories this year, one of the real exciting stories for a team on the rise, joined right now by the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, Tom Allen, joining us right now at the 35th annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, congratulations on a great season. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, Sean. Seth, appreciate you guys having me. Just such an honor to be considered for this award.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to start with. I mean, how cool is that for you? You know, a guy who kind of came up through the ranks in the high school ranks in Indiana as a coach, and then some smaller schools. You find yourself at Indiana as the defensive coordinator. Next thing you know, you're the head coach. And here you are a few years into your coaching tenure there, and you're there on a finalist list, on a virtual dais, but on a dais with Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban and names like that. What does that feel like for you?
Pretty surreal. You know, just an unbelievable journey we've been on. You know, spent 15 years, as you mentioned, coaching at the high school level, 10 years here in Indiana, 5 years in Florida. And then ever since then, 2006, made a jump to college and started Division III, Wabash College, and then went to NAI and just worked our way up. And it was a pretty crazy 10 years. We lived in seven states in that 10-year period. And I got an amazing wife that's, you know, she's the one that had to move all the kids, did all this stuff. I mean, I go on, take the job, and she had to do all the work, you know. So, but you just look back and just think about all those moves and all the people that impacted you. And, you know, my dad was my high school coach. He's a big reason why I'm in this profession. And he's been a huge hero of mine, supporter of mine. He's 82 now and just couldn't be happier. And he's a huge fan of Coach Bryant and always was as a coach. And just the fact that his son is being, you know, recognized in this way and being a part of this program and in our home state. You know, he's a longtime Indiana high school coach. So to be able to be in this position as leading this program in my home state is pretty, pretty special.
Coach, the Bear Bryant Awards give an award for what they consider to be the best coach in college football. And I stumbled across the video of after the Wisconsin game when you were doing your post-game interview. And frankly, your players were being quite rude because they kept interrupting your interview and telling the cameras that you were the best coach in America. You're the best coach in America. And then also, you know, telling recruits to come to Indiana. I got to imagine that was a pretty cool feeling. But then also, I feel like that's evidence that you are the best coach in America. Did you send that into the committee or anything?
Well, I tell you, what a moment. I was trying to say, guys, I'm trying to talk here. You know? It just kept coming up and grabbing, knocked my headsets off. But what a moment, man. We've been through so much together, and just be a part of the build, be a part of to come here and have a vision for what you believed you could do. And those guys were a part of that. We sold them that. And although it hadn't happened before they got here and it hadn't, you know, it didn't happen their first year for some of those guys. But they were part of the creating that belief and having that vision that we could be in the Big Ten and compete at the highest level for a Big Ten championship. And so that road win at Wisconsin was massive. We had just lost our quarterback the week before, and Jack Tuttle stepped in and did a tremendous job. And it was a great team win for us. So yeah, it was just a special moment. I just kind of reflection of all that we kind of had built here over these years.
Now, Sean and I are acronym connoisseurs. We like looking at different coaches and finding out what their acronym is and what it stands for and whether they actually apply it. So I was really intrigued when I saw that you had an acronym and I saw that it was LEO, L-E-O. And my first thought was, wow, they really value pass rushing defensive ends in this program. But it's not, it's really one of the cooler acronyms I've seen because it's not what you expect from a football coach. What does LEO stand for?
Well, it stands for love each other. And when I first got here as defensive coordinator, I wrote those three letters on the board. And I said, fellas, does anybody know what those three letters mean? And nobody said anything. And I said, well, I didn't expect you to. I said, but you're probably thinking to yourself, what does love have to do with football? And I said, you're going to find out everything. And so I had to proceed from there to build and show them why and how LEO and how loving each other and what that really meant as a football team. And that was on that side of the ball defensively. And when I came to head coach, we took that whole philosophy to the whole football team here at Indiana. And to me, it's just so much about this mindset that I don't care who gets credit, it's not about me. And I'm going to love you so much that I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to love you so much and get to know you and invest in your life and help you become the man I believe you're created to be at such a high level. I'm not going to allow you to settle for just being good. I want you to be great in this life, in the classroom, as a man, on that football field. And that, to me, that's what LEO is all about.
We're joined by Tom Allen, the head coach of the University of Indiana. And coach, of course, there was a big win over Penn State to open the season. And I think another moment that a lot of folks remember from your season was in a loss to Ohio State and your speech to the team afterwards that went viral. I'm just curious, from the standpoint of the profile of your program, it sounds weird to ask this, was that Penn State win that opened the season and kind of put you guys on the map in the minds of a lot of people, or that loss to Ohio State and the way you guys fought the team that eventually was the runner-up for the national championship? I mean, it's probably like comparing your kids, right? Like which one, you know, meant more and things like that, because obviously even in a losing effort against Ohio State, you were still so proud of your kids. Can you compare those moments at all as to what they meant for you guys?
Well, I think it's a good way to say it. It's not like one's better. They're different.
Right.
They were unique and they each had tremendous value. And they were both very powerful because we needed to win a game like we won Penn State. I mean, we hadn't beaten one of the Big Four, you know, in a long time. We hadn't beaten them since I was the head coach. And you talk about, you know, Michigan and Penn State and Ohio State and what they've done in the history of their programs and how our program, we've only beat Penn State one time in the history of our program outside of that night that we beat them. So, and the way that we did it, you know, to be behind and they're down by a point, we let them score, we go 75 yards and score a touchdown, got to go for two just to send to overtime, goes overtime, they score, we get the ball, we score, we go for two to win the game. And just all, it just sears all the stuff you've been teaching and preaching and believing that you thought we could do. Now we finally did it. We finally beat one of those big boys on a national stage. And then you talk about Ohio State, you know, and yeah, it was no moral. It wasn't about being a closer, being having a moral victory. It was the character and it was the toughness and it was the grit that we showed to come back. You know, we dug a hole for ourselves. We're down by 28 points on the road to one of the best teams in America. And our guys didn't blink. And we talk about that. We don't blink. And we're going to have earmuffs and blinders on. That just means that we block out the noise. We don't listen to the negativity. We don't tell that people can't decide what we can define, what we can become in this program. And we don't listen to that. And when people start patting us on the back, we got to ignore it as well, because it makes us let up and not have that same sense of urgency. So to me, it was a football team that grew up that day in a tough environment against a really good football team. We did not quit. And we showed so much fight and we showed so much character that I knew right then this football team is coming together and is beginning to become a top level mindset football team.
Coach, what could a coach learn by spending some time coaching high school before they go on to college, NFL, wherever else, that maybe they're missing out on if they don't coach high school?
Well, it's a lot of things. And here's probably the crux of it all. It's adapting to the individuals that you have, both schematically, motivationally, organizationally, you know, in terms of the way that you structure everything. You know, I was a part of, Ben Davis High School, one of the largest high schools in the country. Very, very successful, was blessed to be under Dick Dullahan, who was a legendary coach there, Hall of Fame coach. And but just to be able to, I mean, you can't just say, hey, we got a system that we run. You got to adapt every year. You got different kids. You're not going out and recruiting your guys, but you're building relationships. And that to me is what I learned so much, and obviously learned it from my dad. He modeled that for me, you know, as a coach, and he didn't call it LEO, but he lived LEO. And so that's where it came from, was to me learning to dive into the lives of these kids and going into their homes and their neighborhoods and rolling up your sleeves and getting dirty with them and trying to help them through life. These kids are young, and you know, the psychologists tell us that kids are their character shaped from the age of 16 to 22. Well, you know what? Man, that's a window that I've been living in my whole career. You know, from high school all the way down to college. And you have a chance to really influence a young man. So I think it just, if you don't do that at that level, you got no chance with it, because you got kids that are so immature and so they're just trying to figure out who they are. And so I think that taught me. And then you just kind of, from a resourceful perspective, you just find a way. You know, I'm not looking, I don't care what we don't have. You know, I've coached at Lambeth where we didn't have bad facilities. We just didn't have any facilities. And it was just one of those things where you don't look for excuses. I can't care what we don't have in Indiana. We just find a way to get the job done. And I think that's what shapes you when you come from high school and small college before you get into this level.
Coach, have you noticed a difference since this season in terms of just the pool of kids that are now interested in the University of Indiana compared to when you started your coaching career there?
There's no question. And I think you're going to really see it in the 2022 class, which is the current juniors. Because our senior class right now, the 2021s, they were all already committed to us before the season even started. And we have a small class this year. It's only 14 guys that we signed, and because we don't have very many seniors. And so, but I think moving forward, that's where the difference has already come. We've already got some graduate transfers from guys from places that probably wouldn't have been interested in Indiana in the past. And I just think that there's no question. And we got to continue to build and grow off of that. But you know, we're just being who we are. And it's everything I've said from day one. You can go back and rewind things I said in 2016 when I was at DC, in 2017 when I took over as head coach. And I haven't changed what I believe. And we just stayed the course. And then to me, we had a chance to prove it on the field. And I get it. At the end of the day, you got to win. You got to show that this philosophy, this approach is effective and allows you to build a football team that can go out and compete against anybody in the country. And I thought we could. But it doesn't matter what I think. It's what our players believe and how they perform. And that's the key.
That's Tom Allen, the head coach at the University of Indiana, one of the finalists for the 35th annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Coach, congratulations on a tremendous season. Welcome, virtually at least, to Houston. And good luck tonight. We're going to be watching. Can't wait to see.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day. Leo.
All right, there it is. Leo, there it is.
I'm pumped up now. I'm going to go make a poster, an Leo poster. It starts with you and me, Sean, tomorrow. We got to love each other more.
Leo, we're going to be playing a lot of Coach Allen. We already played your speech to the locker room after the Ohio State game, Coach. That was a tremendous, tremendous moment. So
I appreciate it.
Good
that.
Stuff.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we had played that on air. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Good deal. Well, good luck tonight, Coach.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Yep. Take care. Congrats.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.